Oh, I'm quite sure that's exactly what it'd have to do with. But that's just chicken shit, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves. You know, if you're so hell bent on doing this, then do it. You know, and take the hit. You know, and you know, but you know, it's okay for you know the plebes to take the hit. You know, that they can't you know smoke anymore, or they can't go to their private club anymore. So that's okay. You know, because they're nobody. But you know, oh, you can't risk. You know that? No, bull crap. It's either bad for you know workers and the environment and everything like that, or it's not. There's no well in a casino. It's different. No, it ain't. Ain't no different. So they're just pitiful, you know, excuses. And as most all politicians are, and you know, and it's of course it's money. You know, it just burns my ass. I've always felt that regarding. You ain't going to get no argument from me. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Ban it everywhere. But that's my point. Ban it everywhere. And I will say this. They banned it while I was a smoker. So it's not like, I'm a non-smoker that was just waiting for my day in the sun. I was quite the smoker when the ban went into effect. And I was, you know, I was no worse for wear. I'm like, fine. That's I got no problem with this. You know, it was good for me, good for everybody. And, you know, was it convenient? No. And, you know, and some people, you know, my wife, she's still very, you know, changed her completely. She used to love, like you said, she used to love going to the restaurant and just hanging out afterwards, you know, so she could smoke one cigarette after another and drink coffee. And now she can't do that. She has no interest in going to the restaurant, you know, not like she used to. And if she does, she just wants to eat and get the hell out. So, you know, it's changed the way she does restaurants completely. It's all based on that loitering thing, like you said.